Procol Harum by 1977, the Something Magic album. You called it quits. The band disbanded. What was the reasons?
We were still selling out good-sized concert halls. Procol Harum was never a stadium band like you have these days. It never suited that kind of thing. You get a nice concert hall with 2,000 or 3,000. That's where we're at our best, because we got quite complicated songs that need the right kind of sound atmosphere. Anyway, we were doing fine. We got a bit tired. I think we made Something Magic. And we turned round. We had a little bit of a problem with the people that were helping us produce it in Miami. Can you swear on Australian radio?
Yes, you can, as long as we give a warning beforehand.
We played all of our songs when we got to this studio in Miami, and we played all of our songs that we had for this new album, and we played them to these two producers. And they said, well, what do you want us to do, Gary? We said, well, we'd like you to produce it, please. And they said, Gary, you can take dog shit, and you can cover it in chocolate, but when you bite into it, what do you got? Dog shit. I thought, oh. They obviously don't like our style. We didn't record half of the songs that we'd gone there with. Pulled another one out of the bag, which had been really just an idea for a couple of years, which was in fact 20 minutes long. It was a spoken word with musical characterizations of goodies and baddies, of worms and trees. And lo and behold, we finished our new Miami album and we've got a 20 minute long piece, not even sung, talked. And we kind of thought, listen, we did this in 1968. We seem to have gone full circle. Meanwhile, punks were putting everybody down that play more than six notes in one hand. Disco had taken over. It just seemed a good time for the end of a tour. We all said goodbye to each other.
I do like Wizard Man.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you got the Eagles in the next door studio making Hotel California. You get a little bit of country-fied now and again.
Listening to 88.3 Southern FM.
I want to get onto your solo stuff now. No more fear of flying. Firstly, did you have a fear of flying?
No. Some people took that rather literally. Certainly Storm, that did the album cover, he took it very literally. Plane crashing and I'm sitting there as calm as everybody. Everybody else is being meeting their death. Keith Reid wrote the lyrics, and as with a lot of his words, you can take them many different ways. I thought that No More Fear of Flying would be no fear about doing something solo, not in the context of Procol Harum. That's the way I saw it. Nothing to do with getting into an aeroplane.
The album opens up with a track called Savannah, and that was the single. Have you heard of a band called The Moon?
No.
Well, The Moon was this great 60s pop psych band from the USA. They released two really good albums. The main guy, he was the singer and the keyboardist, and he was also the composer. His name was Matthew Moore. Matthew Moore wrote your song Savannah.
Well, it's his song then.
Yes. So where did you find Savannah? Yeah.
George Martin suggested it. George Martin produced the album.
I wonder where he found it.
Anybody that's writing songs, they end up with a publisher, and the publishers push them around if they think they're what you call coverable. And this one ended up. You know, I had a lot of my own ideas for that album, but George was producing it, and of course, no good turning down everything he suggests. So it was a bit of a mixture in the end. That was how that came about, anyway.
Matthew Moore is a great guy because I actually went over to the States and met up with him. He also had Barbara Streisand covering one of his songs, and he played with Joe Cocker on the Mad Dogs and Englishmen tour.
Well, I think probably he was with a good publishing company that worked hard on getting his songs covered. Barbara Streisand heard one, you know, and liked it. I'm sure there was other examples. His publisher did well. I mean, unfortunately, I don't think it was a hit. I don't think Matthew made out much money out of me doing Savannah.
A
88.3 Southern FM. It's Nick Black. It's Purple Haze. That was Savannah by our very special guest of this evening, Gary Brooker. And Savannah was originally on an album called Winged Horses by Matthew Moore. And as we discussed with Gary, that was a Matthew Moore song, and which leads me to our fabulous Purple Haze archive podcasts. And if you want to hear Matthew Moore of The Moon, along with David Marks and Larry Brown of The Moon, then go to the Purple Haze archive, do a Google search on the Purple Haze archive. The Moon, a very underrated band. David Marks, of course, was also a Beach Boy, and I think he's currently in the Beach Boys again as they're touring the world, I think. Gary Brooker was a lead singer of the Procol Harum. He still is, but in 1979, the band had broken up and took, I think, about a 12-13 year layoff. We're going to go back to our conversation with Gary Brooker, but before we do, don't forget to email us, purplehaze@southernfm.com.au. Our next show, we'll be having Eric Stewart of 10cc, so be sure and catch that one. But, of course, it'll be on podcast as well. At 8.3 Southern FM, it's Nick Black, it's Purple Haze, as the Purple Haze promo will tell you. And then on to Gary Brooker.
Tune into Purple Haze and hear sounds that are guaranteed to blow your mind. Sounds like this.
For me in this land of misery,
join your host, Nick Black, on the second and fourth Wednesday of every month from 8 till 10 p.m. on 88.3 Southern FM. Purple Haze.
Purple Haze! Yeah! So, Gary, you're doing the solo thing, and then Procol Harum, you get back together for the Prodigal Studio.